Amen. If you have your Bibles, would you open up to Proverbs chapter 13 tonight? Proverbs 13. We're going to look at verse 23. Proverbs 13, verse 23. Much food is in the fallow ground of the poor, and for lack of justice, there is waste. Much food is in the fallow, or the margin reads, uncultivated ground of the poor, and for lack of justice, there is waste. A plot of earth or a plot of ground, a tract of land in this life, our plot of ground, our plot of earth, we all have one. I believe this is a verse, perhaps for a new year, I believe it's a verse that can challenge us and change us, a verse that can create in us. Much food is in the fallow ground, the verse reads. You know, sometimes we look at our lives and we see the little we have. We look at our lives and we see the little we think we have. We see the little home, the little family, the little occupation, the little business, the little influence, the little finances, the little opportunity, the little time. And even if it's big, it can look small up against other tracts of land in this world. Even if our world is substantial, it can look small in comparison to other plots in this world. The little we have, or the little we think we have, Luke 16:10, he who is faithful in what is least. He who is honorable in what is least. He who is loyal to what is least. When we look at our tract of land or our plot of land, the question tonight, is there uncultivated earth? Is there earth that is not being used, that hasn't been broken up? But there's no seed, it's not being put to work. Uncultivated earth. I believe the word of the Lord to us tonight is that there is much food in the fallow ground. Little for so, sometimes we see it and then we treat it and therefore we make it. We look at the little we have and we see it that way, and so what happens is we actually treat it that way. And therefore we make it that way. Just the little we have. The little life, the little job, the little opportunity, the little business, little finances. The little prayer life. There is food in the fallow ground, and the question is, are we willing to put the earth to work? But here's the catch. It's going to mean that we have to work too. It means that we have to labor. It means that we have to break up the uncultivated earth. If people would cultivate the uncultivated, if they would take a look at their lives and ask the Spirit of God to open up their eyes to those areas, those sections of their plot in this life that are not cultivated, that aren't being used, perhaps because they deem it as little and insignificant. couples and families and children and youth and young adults and adults, if we would commit to the little we have. 2 points tonight. Number one, make the best of everything. This is real practical. Make the best of everything. Our portion of scripture here tonight in the Knox translation reads, "The rich harvest of those ancestral fields, lack he honest worth, shall be reaped for strangers." You know, a small estate or a small plot of earth, a small plot of ground can be improved by industry. If we go to work and we're honorable and loyal and we're faithful to the little we have, things change when we make the best of everything. Our homes change. Our families change. Your little marriage changes. Your outlook on life. Your outlook on the opportunities you've been given. Our service in the house of God. Things start to change when we make the best of everything. Matthew Henry's commentary on this portion of scripture reads, "Much food is in the tillage of the poor farmers that have but a little, but take pains with that little and husband it well. Faithful with it and they work with it. And they don't see it as small or little or insignificant, and therefore they don't treat it like it's small and little and insignificant. They make it more because it is. They see it through the eyes of God. They're thankful for what they have, whether little or great. We're faithful. Make the best of everything, or the alternative is to make excuse. Liveliness versus idleness. Perhaps the confession tonight is, I only have a little to work on. I only have little to do. And again, how we see it will often become how we treat it. If we see our opportunity in the kingdom of God as small and insignificant, we'll treat it that way. If we see our placement in society as small and insignificant, we're going to treat it that way, and therefore we're going to make it that way. God's calling us to make the best of everything. If we will take the little we have to work on, the little we have to do with, and husband it well, by making the best of everything, it will turn to a very good account. And the truth is here tonight that there is much food in the uncultivated ground for all of us. We all have areas in our lives that could produce more. We have this uncultivated earth, every single one of us. I'm sure we have areas here tonight, if we were honest, things that we deem as small, that we see as small and insignificant, and therefore we are right now in the pattern of treating them that way. And therefore, we're actually creating, we're making them small. Because that's our approach. It's not only our approach, we're convinced of it. Perhaps it's been so long, we've been staring at that plot of earth and whatever it is. We've given up. No longer working to see the harvest that God could bring forth. There's much food in the uncultivated ground. We think of the areas we've touched on so far But how about the area of self, our character, our ways, and so on, that which has not yet been spiritually cultivated? We haven't gone to work in those areas. There's much food there. There's a great harvest there, but we haven't gone to work. Again, the Knox translation reads, "The rich harvest of those ancestral fields, lack he honest worth, shall be reaped for strangers." I would encourage us tonight, all of us, to see what we have through the eyes of the Lord. The honest worth of what we have. You could be in here tonight and have a real successful big business, but you can still see it as small because you're matching it up to another plot of ground. We can all fall into this trap, whether we have much or whether we have little. What God is asking us to do is to be faithful with what we do have. It's not small when God gives it to you. It's not small when God entrusts you with it. It's not small. And I think, you know, maybe this is politically incorrect, but perhaps it's a slap in God's face when he gives us opportunity and we see it as small and treat it as small and therefore make it small. Make the best of everything. The truth is, we often have more than we think and more than we know, more than we realize, and more than we confess. Number one, make the best of everything. Number two tonight, use discretion. We're going to bring this all together. Number two, use discretion. You know, a great estate can be ruined by indiscretion. And so too, a small estate can be ruined by indiscretion. And this speaks directly to the management of what we have. God has called us to manage what we have properly, to manage our family properly, to manage our homes properly, to manage our spiritual life properly, to manage our church life properly, to manage our finances properly, to manage our time. Whatever it is tonight, God has called us to manage our plot of ground. That's what he's given us, and he's called us to manage it well. Now we know that we live in a world that overbuilds, overbuys, overextends, keeps greater company and a better table and more servants than it can afford. We must use discretion. Naturally speaking, we must use godly discretion, and spiritually speaking, we must use godly discretion. And the truth here for the Christian tonight is that it's all spiritual. We don't compartmentalize our lives like my Sundays are spiritual and the rest of the week is just... It's all spiritual. And God wants us to manage it all well. I believe the Holy Spirit wants to speak to us tonight if we overbuild or overcomplicate our lives. If we overbuy, spiritually speaking, the product of this world. If we overextend morality, entertainments, and recreation fitting for the Christian. If we keep greater company than our walk with the Lord can afford. If we keep greater company than our unity with the church, the local church, can afford. If we keep what the enemy would have us believe is a better table than what we can afford, our estate will sink. God is calling us to properly manage what he's given us. He cares about how we manage our plot, how we manage our family, how we manage our time, how we manage our occupation, how we manage our entertainments and our recreation, how we manage our finances, how we manage relationships. Proverbs 13:23, the New King James Version, much food is in the fallow ground of the poor, and for lack of justice there is waste. I would encourage us tonight to cherish the little and protect the little and be wise with the little we have. Sometimes the Christian life looks like a small tract of land compared to the wide open spaces of this world. That's the desire of the enemy, that we look at the holy plot of ground that God has given us. We look at it as small, inhibiting and constraining and preventing and impeding and obstructing. The truth tonight is there's no better land than the land God has given us. There's no greater land. There's no more fertile land than the holy tract of land the Lord has given us in this world. If we're looking at what God has given us and the boundaries and the borders and we see them as small, I pray tonight our attitude would change. Some see the Christian life as small, and therefore they treat it as small, and therefore they make it small. Some see church life as small, therefore they treat it as small, therefore they make it small. Some see worship as small, and therefore they treat it as small, and therefore they make it small. Some see prayer as small, treat it as small, make it small. Let's look at 2 Chronicles chapter 15. If you have your Bible, it's always a good idea to turn there. Well-worn pages. 2 Chronicles 15, verses 1 to 7. Now the Spirit of God came upon Azariah, the son of Obed, and he went out to meet Asa and said to him, "Hear me, Asa, and all Judah and Benjamin. The Lord is with you while you're with him. If you seek him, he will be found by you. But if you forsake him, he will forsake you. For a long time, Israel has been without the true God, without a teaching priest, and without law. But when in their trouble they turned to the Lord God of Israel and sought him, he was found by them. And in those times, there was no peace to the one who went out, nor to the one who came in. But great turmoil was on all the inhabitants of the land. So nation was destroyed by nation and city by city, for God troubled them with every adversity. But you, be strong and do not let your hands be weak, for your work shall be rewarded." Let's have the worship team return tonight. The Amplified Bible reads, "Be strong, therefore, and let not your hands be weak and slack, for your work shall be rewarded." Concerning the little we have, if we're looking at it like that tonight, let our view change. And the way we treat it, let it change. God wants to make it into something beautiful that will bless not only our families, but bless others around us. Sometimes we really have little to offer, and it's not because we have little, it's because we've made it little. And therefore, people come and they need an answer, or they need something. Whatever it is for that situation or that circumstance. We don't really have anything to give them because, not because we have little, but because we've made it little. The voice reads, "But you who are devoted to being with God and searching for God, be strong and do not lose courage because your actions will reap rewards." Man, I take heart in that verse. That's so beautiful. And if we're here tonight and maybe we're weary in doing good, the Living Bible reads, "But you men of Judah, keep up the good work and don't get discouraged, for you will be rewarded." That might speak beyond the message tonight. I don't know where you're at. I don't know where your marriage is at, or where your home's at, or where your job's at, or your ministry's at, or your education, or your view on church life, your outlook on what the Lord's doing in this day and age, 2017. Maybe you thought things would look different. You've had your hand to the plow for a long, long time. Would you just receive that word? Keep up the good work and don't get discouraged, for you will be rewarded. And if we've been putting the tract of land we've been given to work, and if we've been diligent, we must trust the promise of the Lord. Galatians 6:9 reads, "And let us not grow weary while doing good, for in due season we shall reap if we do not lose heart." The enemy wants us to lose heart concerning our plot of ground. Let's just set it aside for now, the fact that it might be small or it might be big, and our viewpoint on it. The bottom line is the enemy wants us to lose heart, to let go, to turn, to leave the ground uncultivated and the ground that is cultivated right now. And perhaps we're not seeing what we thought we'd see. He wants us to walk away. But the word of the Lord to his people, we shall reap if we do not lose heart. This church shall reap. It doesn't lose heart. Edmonton shall reap if the Christians don't lose heart. I think some Christians have lost heart. God's word is, let us not grow weary while doing good. Let's stand tonight. When we look at our tract of land, is there uncultivated earth? Simple questions tonight. It's actually real practical. Am I making the best of everything? Am I managing my tract of land the way the Lord desires? I think of even our families. Are we managing our families the way the Lord desires? Are we managing our time the way the Lord desires? Those are big questions to ask. But listen, it's all His. We gave it all to Him when we accepted Jesus Christ. And the crazy part is, it's like He gifts it back to us and says, manage it. Like, I gave you my life because I need you. Yeah, you have me. But I want you to manage your Christian life. I want you to manage your faith. I want you to manage your time and your opportunity and your children, your families, your homes. I want you to manage it. It's not always easy being a manager. Have you ever talked to somebody that's a manager? It's tough. Sometimes it's easier just being the employee that can show up and come and go and you're not on call. Some Christians prefer that rather than being a manager. They don't want to be on call with the Lord. Let's manage it well. Proverbs 13:23, much food is in the uncultivated ground, and I pray tonight that this word would challenge us, change us, and create in us. Let's just lift this up, all the earth. Shout your name. Let's sing it. We're going to pray and we'll close and leave this place and change the city. Amen. We love you, Lord.